Passage 1. When the world mourned Nelson Mandela at his funeral on December 10, 2013, few would remember that early on, the father of the modern South African nation was feared and condemned by many nations for advocating violence. As young, Nelson Mandela had a rebellious streak. He was the founding member of the Youth League of the African National Congress, combating apartheid at a young age. In 1961, he founded and became co-chairman of the ANC's military wing. Its tactics included bombing power plants, military installations, and transportation lines. In 1962, Mandela was convicted of conspiracy and he began serving a life sentence 2 years later. The 1960s brought a change in tactics by groups campaigning for change. Once local and confined to a specific area of conflict, they now focused on the anti-colonial unification of groups worldwide. The 1970s and 1980s brought heightened fears of the Cold War and global terrorism. Britain was battling the military wing of the Irish Republican Army. Analysts say Mandela was lumped along with terrorists in Western perception. In 1984, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher narrowly escaped injury when an IRA bomb exploded at a Conservative Party meeting in Brighton. 5 party members were killed. In 1987, Thatcher branded the ANC a terrorist organization. Following South Africa's transition to black majority rule and Mandela's election as president, many feared his ascension to power. But those who feared a freed Nelson Mandela pursuing power in South Africa have watched him lead, govern, and forgive.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 9. What is the passage mainly talking about?
Question 10. What happened to Nelson Mandela in 1962?
Question 11.
What happened to British Prime Minister in 1984?
Question 12. What happened when Nelson Mandela was elected president of South Africa?